This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, as fall ebbs into winter here soon, you homeowners might give due consideration to spicing up your home landscape by attracting songbirds to that backyard or otherwise. And we've brought in today a K-State Extension agent who, as an accredited ornithologist on the side, is well-versed in attracting birds to the home setting in the winter. Chuck Oddie of Geary County Extension is with us. And this starts, Chuck, with deciding what kinds of birds one wants to entice into that home landscape.
Well, there's certain birds that you will and will not bring to your feeders. Things like robins and eastern bluebirds are insect eaters, fruit eaters. They may come to your bird bath. They won't come to your bird feeders. So we look at the seed-eating birds. A lot of the sparrows, the Harris's sparrows, the junco, white-crowned, white-throated sparrows, and others. Cardinals are always a favorite. That the bright red of the males is just such a wonderful thing to have. Blue jays are something else that are going to show up, but then also the chickadees, the nuthatches, the tufted titmouse. There's just a lot of these little flitty birds are going to come and go, and the kind of feed you put out and how you present it is going to impact which birds you're going to attract.
So give us some guidance on what to provide, how to provide it.
Well, I've really taken an approach in recent years to match the feed to the feeders. If you have a feeder that you hang in the tree, you're going to be attracting birds that are going to want black oil sunflower, plain and simple. So if you have any kind of a hanging feeder, a general hanging feeder, simply buy black oil sunflower seed and put it in that. If you have a what we call a ground feeder or a low feeder, something that they'll pick around at, jump around on the ground, that's where you put the mixed seeds, something that has some safflower, some sunflower, some corn, some millet, some milo in it. Those are the birds that are going to use those are the ones that are going to feed on the ground. A lot of times the juncos, little snowbirds, some people call them, things like the chickadee, the cardinal, the nuthatches, they're going to come to a feeder that's hanging in the tree, hanging off the eaves of your house. So use the black oil sunflower. Also consider putting out a peanut feeder. Peanuts will bring a slightly different set of species to your feeders.
What about suet cakes?
Suet cakes are a great way to attract woodpeckers primarily, but it gets cold enough and it's going to attract a lot of them. The nuthatches, the chickadees, you know, suet is nothing more than processed animal fat, high in energy. And when it gets cold, these little birds do a good job of keeping warm, but some high energy food like suet is really going to bring them in.
And sometimes for those, well, finches in particular, such things as thistle seed will work out.
Thistle seed is another one of the oil seeds. And maybe that's a phrase I should have used is oil seeds, things that have high oil content. Sunflowers, peanuts too, for that matter. Safflower, which looks like a small white sunflower seed. And the Niger thistle seed or the finch seed, very high in oil, very high in protein. They love those seeds. So, and if you get the finch feed, the thistle seed, get a feeder that has a small little slit of an opening so that the bigger birds, the cardinals, can't get into it because they will run through that thistle seed in a hurry. Give something that, a buffet for the finches, the pine siskins only.
But another essential, obviously, is water. And that's not as challenging in the summer. You simply fill up your bird bath or whatever container. In the winter, though, you have to keep that accessible and thawed.
Water is very, very essential. And as I alluded to earlier, with open water, you can attract species that won't come to the feed, the robins, the bluebirds, the cedar waxwings. There's many different heated bird baths out there. I would say spend a little bit more and get a quality one. Instead of having to buy a new one every year, you'll have one that'll last 5, 8, 10 years. Put that someplace where you can see it. Get a bird bath right out the kitchen window, the living room window, wherever you spend time. Keep it filled up, and you'll be amazed at the activity that you have around that bird bath.
In parting, folks that haven't really embraced backyard bird feeding for the winter, you'd surely nudge them in that direction, Chuck. Many thanks to you.
You're sure welcome.
He's the Geary County Extension Agricultural Agent and an ornithologist as well, Chuck Oddie. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.